This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Mormon Church is pulling out almost 200,000 of its youth from 14 and 18 years old because of the Boy Scouts diversity program. Uber took a hit in Europe as a senior advisor to Europe's highest court recommended that the ride-hailing company comply with the region's tough transportation rules rather than allowing it to claim it was merely a tech company. Regulators of Fannie Mae are calling for mortgages not to be sold to predators. For the first time in a decade, there were more new home buyers than renters entering the market. In 2014, Liberty Mutual Research Institute estimated that workplace injuries and accidents cost employers $59.9 billion annually. The company has now announced that it's closing its research center. Trump's threats to ex-FBI Chief Comey raises a specter of Nixonian taping in the White House of conversations once again. Federal judges ruled a civil case against Uber for stealing trade secrets from Waymo, a Google self-driving subsidiary, has referred him to the U.S. Attorney's Office for criminal investigation. Tax revenue came in less than budgeted in 25 states last year, the most since the Great Recession. Attacks on the LGBT community make up roughly 20% of bias attacks and harassment reported to law enforcement agencies, according to FBI statistics from 2015. Insurers offering long-term care coverage fear that genetic tests telling people the risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other age-based diseases could bankrupt them. Scientists are finding that contrary to claims, the so-called paleo diet can be worse for teeth than farm food, based on an anthropological study of a tribe of hunter-gatherers in Tanzania whose diet was meat and wild plants, but they had terrible teeth, rife with cavities. Distrust of vaccines are highest in France and Russia. 51% of the French think they're unsafe. Among the computer systems hit by the worldwide ransomware attack include FedEx, the British public health system, universities in China, Russia's interior ministry, Renault Auto, and others. Average homeowner boasts a net worth of $195,400. That is 36 times that of the average renter at $5,400. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.